Watch-Pro-Life Spider-Man Scales Tower in Oklahoma City, Defending the Defenseless. By Amy Furr on June 14, 2022. A man was spotted climbing the Devon Tower located in Oklahoma City on Tuesday to protest abortion. Mizon Day Champs has apparently scaled building twice before, according to iHeart.com. He appeared to be climbing a few floors at a time and then stopping to rest. When he reached the top of the tower, officials were waiting for him, the website said. Video footage showed the young man, who did not appear to be wearing any climbing gear, slowly making his way across the tower. He then began climbing upward. Several officials were seen standing at the top of the building. On what appeared to be Day Champ's Instagram page, called Pro-Life Spider-Man, he shared a video in his story recently that told followers to keep watch. Pro-Life Spider-Man is partnering with Let Them Live, Defending the Defenseless to adopt a mom. The post read, Riley is 10 weeks pregnant and has ordered abortion pills, which are expected to arrive on June 17. Pro-Life Spider-Man, Mizon Day Champs, will be scaling a tower in support of Let Them Live mom, Riley, and her 10-week pre-born baby this Tuesday, June 14. In a social media post on Tuesday morning, Oklahoma City Police said Day Champs was arrested after the climb and would be booked on complaints of trespassing and disorderly conduct. Captain Valerie Littlejohn gave reporters a timeline of events and named Day Champs as the person involved, adding officials shut down the street and made sure he was safe. Luckily, he was able to make it all the way up without falling or hurting himself, so we're grateful for that, he did so safely and he is okay, she said. In May, the pro-life Spider-Man climbed the 61-story Salesforce Tower in San Francisco as a way to raise funds for pro-life groups, according to Breitbart News. The University of Nevada senior, who had been analyzing the building on Google Maps for about a month in preparation for the free climb, embarked on his ascent at about 9 a.m., the outlet said.